How do you get things done? Are you a list maker? Do you just handle things as they come to you? Do you set reminders on your phone? Are certain days designated for certain tasks? Productivity is a hot topic today, and believe it or not, the section of scripture that we find ourselves in the Gospel of John, speaks to this very idea of getting things done and productivity. And not just in the sense of a siphoned off spiritual part of your life, but in a way that really helps us understand what all of life is to be about and how we get things done for the glory of God. So remember where we are in John 14. We're in a secluded room with just the apostles and Jesus. Judas has walked out the door to go and tell the Roman officials where Jesus is located so that he can betray him. Jesus knows this is about to happen, so he only has a few more moments to share some life-changing truth with his followers. His disciples are concerned. Jesus has spoken of leaving them and that they cannot follow him. Their outspoken leader, Peter, has just been told that he will stumble. He will betray Jesus. And so now the rest of the gang is hearing this, horrified by all this news, and they're troubled. Troubled in heart at what the future holds. Troubled in their minds because they think there's going to be no more Jesus. Peter can't be trusted, and everything we've been learning and living for in the last 3 years has seemingly been wasted. You can sense the heartbreak here. And I'm sure you've experienced something similar. Lord, where are you? Do you care about my situation? I'm a single mom struggling down here. My marriage is falling apart. I'm battling to find a job. I'm battling depression. Raising children has turned out way tougher than I imagined. I'm retired and I feel lost. What am I supposed to do? My doctors can't figure out what's wrong with me. Please, are you there? Have you gone away forever? Well, that's the situation here. And Jesus, in this moment, says, "Let not your heart be troubled." And then he begins to direct our minds to what we should believe. Believe in Jesus. Believe that a home awaits you. Believe that he's coming again to bring you to himself. Believe his words. Believe his works. And believe that in his physical absence, that his words and works will continue through us by means of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus will send. Well, that's where we left off last week, but the conversation continues on, and that's where we draw our focus for this week. So listen to what it says in John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. It says this, "Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." So join us over the next few days as we unpack what all these verses mean and continue to walk with Jesus day by day. Today, when you do pray, please pray for Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Jita Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.